You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Brain of Britain, the nationwide general knowledge contest, chaired by Russell Davis.
Thank you. Hello and welcome back to Media City in Salford, where we make a return visit as we near the end of the heat stage in the 2016 Brain of Britain contest. Four more competitors are with me, one of whom will be taking the penultimate automatic place in the semi-finals, which begins soon. But remember, if it's a close contest and we have a high-scoring runner-up today, he or she may well be back for the semi-finals too, so there's everything to play for. Let's meet our competitors.
Hello, I'm Jenny Cathcart. I'm a retired IT service manager now living in Richmond, North Yorkshire.
Hello, my name is Alan Harrison. I'm a retired metallurgist and I live in Sheffield.
Hello, I'm Richard Palmer. I'm a solutions analyst from Nottingham.
Hello, I'm Chris Quinn. I'm a database administrator from Liverpool.
I'm sure you all know the rules. Every question is worth a point, whether you get it on your own turn or pick it up as a bonus. And if you pull off the very impressive feat of answering five in a row correctly, you get a bonus point for doing that. Good luck, all four of you. We go in alphabetical order of surname, as always, and that means round one begins with you, Jenny Cathcart. Whose official residence is the Apostolic Palace?
Archbishop of Westminster?
No. Alan Harrison?
The Pope?
It is the Pope, yes. The Apostolic Palace is also called the Vatican Palace, the Papal Palace, the Sacred Palace, and also the Palace of the Vatican. Alan Harrison, your question. Which Scottish physicist is best known for his formulation of electromagnetic theory, his work summed up in his 1873 Treatise on Electricity and Magnetism?
James Clerk Maxwell.
Yes, it is he. As is evident from its full official name, the All England Club in Wimbledon is best known for its annual tennis tournament, but also caters for which other sport?
Croquet.
Yes, a more ruthless game than tennis, by far. Can you name both of the paired bones that make up the human forearm? In other words, between the wrist and the elbow.
The radius and the ulna.
Yes, those are two. Counting upwards from zero, the last prime number before you reach 100 is 97. What are the next two in the sequence once you get above 100?
101 and 103.
Right answer, yes. Which major historical event is the subject of Milton's Latin poem In Quintum Novembris?
The gunpowder plot.
Yes, indeed it is. Five in a row and a bonus mark to you. In Quintum Novembris does indeed translate as on the 5th of November. Richard Palmer, Belmopan is the capital of which Central American country?
Guatemala?
No. Alan Harrison?
Belize.
Belize, the right answer, yes. Chris Quinn, which structure designed by John Rennie and opened by William IV in 1831 was moved to the USA around 140 years later?
Sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Richard Palmer.
London Bridge?
Yes, it was. The idea got about that the oil magnate who bought it thought he was getting Tower Bridge, but that was denied. It would be, I suppose. So the London Bridge is now out in Arizona. That's the end of round one. Chris Quinn and Jenny Cathcart have yet to score. Richard Palmer has one. Alan Harrison has eight. So we'll bash straight on with Jenny Cathcart. If you were accused of Elginism, what would you have done?
Sorry, no idea.
Okay. Richard Palmer.
Stolen statues?
Yes, I think so. Taken cultural treasures, often from one country to another, because it is derived from the title of Thomas Bruce, 7th Earl of Elgin, he of the marbles. Alan Harrison, according to Edmund Clerihugh Bentley, the difference between geography and biography is quite clear. Geography is about maps, but biography is about...
chaps.
Yes. He wouldn't dare write that nowadays. George IV was succeeded in 1830 by William IV. What relation were they to each other?
Brothers.
They were. The fourth Baron Trevethin was described after his death in 2012 as quite possibly the outstanding horse racing figure of modern times, touching so many via his compelling writing, broadcasting, race riding, and tireless fundraising. By what name was Baron Trevethin generally known?
No, don't know.
Okay, Richard Palmer?
Sir Peter Sullivan?
No. Jenny Cathcart?
Lord Oaksey?
Yes, Lord John Oaksey, that's right, who rode as John Lawrence, just to confuse us all. Richard Palmer, which period in English history came to be referred to by chroniclers as the 19 long winters in which Christ and his saints were asleep?
The interregnum?
Of?
Civil War period.
No, 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 can't give you that. Jenny Cathcart?
The government of Cromwell.
No. Any more offers? No. Well, it goes by the name of the anarchy. It's the struggle for power between Stephen and Matilda, sometimes known as the First English Civil War, 1135 to 54. Chris Quinn, what, architecturally speaking, is a loophole?
It's a window for firing arrows through.
It's a narrow window or arrow slit in a wall, yes. Also, could be a porthole on a ship, but that's less architectural. In which household object would you find a crutch, a fusee, and a lenticular bob?
A clock?
Yes, they're all parts of the pendulum system. The Nevsky Prospect is the main street in which city?
St. Petersburg.
Yes, the main avenue, one of the best-known streets in Russia. Viti Levu is the largest island in which island nation?
Fiji.
Yes, means Great Fiji, and it accounts for more than half of Fiji's land area. For the Union Dead and the Quaker Graveyard in Nantucket are among the best-known poems of which American poet who died in 1977?
Walt Whitman.
No. Alan Harrison.
Robert Frost?
Nope. Jenny Cathcart?
T.S. Eliot?
No. Any more offers? Yes, Richard Palmer.
Frank O'Hara?
No, it was Robert Lowell. Robert Trail Spence Lowell the Fourth. End of another round. Everybody's off the mark now. Jenny Cathcart has one, and Richard Palmer two, Chris Quinn four, Alan Harrison 10. Now, Jenny Cathcart, it's time for our first musical extract of today's contest, and you're about to hear a piece by an Italian Baroque composer with a question to follow. The question is, which composer was supposedly inspired to write that so-called cat fugue after his pet cat Pulcinella walked across his keyboard?
Monteverdi.
No. Alan Harrison?
Scarlatti.
Yes, Scarlatti. Domenico Scarlatti, yes. Particularly noted for his 555 keyboard sonatas. Alan Harrison, your question. John Collins, who was instrumental in the foundation of both War on Want and the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, served for 33 years as canon of which cathedral?
Hereford?
No. Chris Quinn?
Westminster?
Not Westminster either, no. Jenny Cathcart?
St. Paul's?
St. Paul's is right. Yes, one bonus mark to you. Richard Palmer, whose official residence is 24 Sussex Drive, also known as Gorf Wisba?
First Minister of Scotland?
No. Alan Harrison?
The First Minister of Wales?
No. Should be, shouldn't it? But it wasn't. Chris Quinn?
The Canadian Prime Minister.
Yes, exactly right. Currently Justin Trudeau. Gorf Wisba is indeed Welsh. It's Welsh for place of rest. And the lumber magnate who had the place built called it that, and I really don't know why. Chris Quinn, we come to your question. In which German state is Colditz, the castle which was used to detain prisoners of war during the Second World War?
Saxony?
Yes, correct. I want her isolated. I want her destroyed. Who said this, and about whom, in 1991?
Michael Heseltine about Margaret Thatcher.
Excellent suggestion, not the right answer. Any more tries? These might be interesting, I think. Alan Harrison?
It's about Lady about Princess of Wales by Prince Philip?
No. Straight to the tower with you, I would think. No, no more tries. No. Well, I'll tell you, and Chris Quinn was so nearly right, it was John Major about Margaret Thatcher. It recorded in a diary kept by one of John Major's closest political aides, Judith Chaplin. End of round three, and here are the scores. Jenny Cathcart and Richard Palmer, 2 each. Chris Quinn now 6. Alan Harrison, 11. Well, that was interesting. We'll proceed with the next round in a few minutes, but we've reached the point in the programme where it's time to pause and take a couple of questions from a Brain of Britain listener, hoping to beat the brains. Today, it's Jeff Lambertson from Prescott on Merseyside whose questions we've chosen. Our competitors can sit back and forget their rivalry for a while and discuss these questions between the four of them. If, with their pooled knowledge, they can't answer the questions satisfactorily, then Jeff Lambertson will win a book token prize. If you'd like to have a go at beating the brains, I'll be giving you the details of how you can submit them in a few minutes' time. But let's see what the four of you make of these questions from Mr. Lambertson. This is the first. Manuel Ramirez, Hermann Hauser Sr., and José Ramírez III all supplied what to whom?
Any ideas?
That's a good idea.
Cigars to Winston Churchill, maybe?
That's
as good a guess as any, I think. I think we haven't.
Carry on.
Try that.
Cigars to Winston Churchill.
Very good suggestion. Not the right one, I fear. Perhaps you wouldn't have got this even by... Guitars to Andres Segovia is the question. They were all builders of classical guitars. Manuel Ramirez gave his finest guitar to Segovia in 1912, telling him to pay him back by making it famous throughout the world. In 1937, he switched to a guitar made by the German luthier Hermann Hauser, which he described as the guitar of the century, which is now in the Metropolitan Museum in New York. And in the 1960s, another member of the Ramirez dynasty, José Ramirez III, made him a guitar which solved the problem of so-called wolf notes, where the played note matches the resonant of the instrument itself, producing unwanted overtones. Well, that was a complicated question. This is question two. Three figures from the world of sport appear among the throng of famous people on the cover of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album. Can you name... two of them.
Well, Muhammad Ali is one of them.
Muhammad Ali.
I think it's Albert Stubbins, who was an old Liverpool footballer, who was on there as well. Really? Yeah. Muhammad Ali and Albert Stubbins.
Not what I have here. Albert Stubbins, yes. Liverpool centre forward of the 1950s. That one is right. But your boxer isn't right. According to my information.
Cassius Clay?
No, it's not. It's Sonny Liston.
Oh.
Yes, Sonny Liston. Same sort of generation, or slightly earlier. Yeah. And the third one is Johnny Weissmuller, the Olympic swimmer and Hollywood Tarzan actor. So, congratulations, Jeff Lambertson. Your suggestions well and truly saw off our combined brains. Your reward is a book token and this classical round of applause. If you've got ideas for intriguing questions we can use in this part of the programme, we'd love to hear from you. I should mention that we receive a lot of questions based on urban myths in this part of the programme, so do take some steps to check your facts if you can before sending them to us. But you can email them at any time to brainofbritain@bbc.co.uk or send them on paper to Brain of Britain, BBC Dock House, Media City, Salford, M50, 2LH. We've got quite a lot stacked up for the current series now, but we'd be delighted to consider your ideas for next year. Let's get back to the contest then, and the next round starts with you again, Jenny Cathcart. The peach is considered a symbol of immortality in the mythology of which country, where it is said to have originated?
Persia?
No. Alan Harrison?
China?
Yep. The correct answer, and it's your question. At the 2015 Henry Wood Proms, this cellist achieved the remarkable feat of performing all six of Bach's cello suites on the same night. Here's part of a recording he made of suite number 4. After we've heard it, I'd like you to tell me his name. Formidable sound of?
I think it's Yo-Yo Ma.
It is, yes. We heard part of the prelude from suite number 4. Forethought, or he who thinks in advance, is the literal meaning of the name of which character from Greek mythology?
No, sorry.
Okay. Richard Palmer?
Sophocles?
No. It will tries. Yes, Jenny Cathcart.
Perseus?
No. Chris Quinn, going to have a go? No. Prometheus is the right one. Yes, Richard Palmer. Which stretch of railway was the subject of a 1954 poem by John Betjeman and further explored in a 1973 television programme by him?
The Metropolitan Line.
Yes. Programme was Metro Land. The author Cormac McCarthy's Border Trilogy comprises the three novels All the Pretty Horses, The Crossing, and Cities of the Plain. The title of the trilogy refers to the border between which two countries?
The United States and Mexico.
Precisely so, yes. Which small European country is ruled jointly by two heads of state known as Captains Regent?
Luxembourg.
No. Jenny Cathcart?
Andorra.
No. Both small, but Alan Harrison.
Liechtenstein?
No. Gosh, you're getting them all in. Chris Quinn?
San Marino.
Yes, San Marino, the other one. These captains regent are appointed for 6 months at a time. Chris Quinn, in which English cathedral city will you find Oliver Cromwell's house, situated at 29 St Mary's Street?
Cambridge?
No. Richard Palmer?
Ely.
Ely is right, yes. A bonus point to you. Here are the newly calculated scores. Jenny Cathcart, 2. Richard Palmer, 5. Chris Quinn, 7. Alan Harrison, 13. Building up quite well as we go back to Jenny Cathcart. In which decade was the first Reader's Digest magazine published?
1930s.
Not the 30s, I'm afraid. Chris Quinn?
40s.
No. Alan Harrison?
1920s.
Yes. Yes, you're right. You work back to it. It's 1922, to be precise. Your question, Alan Harrison. Which word, now associated with a fashionable or popular stretch of seacoast, came from an Italian word for shore?
Riviera.
Riviera, yes. Which constituency has Jeremy Corbyn represented since 1983?
Don't know, sorry.
Okay. Chris Quinn?
Hammersmith?
No. Richard Palmer?
Camden?
No. Jenny Cathcart?
Stockport?
No, far too much north. No, it's Islington North. He's actually my MP, though we don't see very much of him these days. Except on television, of course. Richard Palmer, it's your turn for a question with a piece of music attached, and this is a song from a 1970s musical. Have a listen. I pick your left foot up when your right foot's down. Come on, let's keep moving. Don't you lose no time. You just keep on keeping on the road that you choose. Don't you give up walking because you gave us shoes. Ease on down the road. Come around. Ease on down the road. Don't you care if nothing that might be alone. Come on, Michael Jackson and Diana Ross were singing Ease On Down the Road, written by the splendidly named Charlie Smalls, from the 1978 film version of a musical closely based on which classic Hollywood movie of nearly 40 years earlier?
High Society?
No. Chris Quinn?
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, yes, because the musical is The Wiz. Diana Ross played Dorothy, Michael Jackson, the Scarecrow. It also starred Lena Horne and Richard Pryor. Chris Quinn, it's your question. What would you be attempting to remove if you were performing an Oropesa sweep?
Animals.
No. Any guesses? Not going to come. Mines. Oropesa is the name of a trawler used as a minesweeper by the Royal Navy in the First World War, on which this method of minesweeping was developed and tested. End of another round. Jenny Cathcart, 2. Richard Palmer, 5. Chris Quinn, 8. Alan Harrison, 15. Still time for changes to be made. Jenny Cathcart, seemingly much loved as an embalming fluid by the artist Damien Hirst, the organic compound CH2O, or methanol, has what common and popular name?
Formaldehyde?
Yes, used as a preservative, antiseptic, and in large quantities as a raw material in the chemical and plastics industries. What name for a person, animal, or plant which carries a pathogenic agent and acts as a potential source of infection for members of another species is also used for a quantity having direction as well as magnitude, denoted by a line drawn from its original to its final position?
Vector.
Yes. Long question, one word answer. Rügen is the largest island in which European country?
Sweden?
Not Sweden, no. Richard Palmer?
Denmark?
No, nor yet Denmark. Chris Quinn?
Germany.
Yes, we don't usually associate Germany with islands, but there it is. It's in the Baltic, linked by a bridge to the coast of Pomerania. Alan Harrison, which game, similar to Pelota, is of Basque origin and has a name meaning merry festival in that language?
No, sorry.
That's gone. Yes. Chris Quinn?
Jayalai.
Yes, Hayalai, I think they call it officially, but that's right, beginning with J. Richard Palmer, as we know, wedding anniversaries and their gifts are associated with substances and objects, silver, rubies, and so on. Which wedding anniversary would you celebrate with leather?
Fifth anniversary?
No. Chris Quinn?
8.
No. Worth a guess, though. Jenny Cathcart?
10th?
No. Alan Harrison?
7th.
No. No, but fair enough. I don't blame you for trying. Third wedding anniversary, actually. Some couples no doubt celebrate every anniversary with leather, but I don't know any. Chris Quinn, music for you now, and this is a rock version of the Duran Duran song Save a Prayer, which came to prominence last year for a very particular reason. When we've heard it, I'd like you to tell me who's performing it.
Alone ain't much fun, so you're looking for the thrill, and you know just what it takes and save it.
Noel Gallagher?
No. Aha, have we caught you out with this one? Yes, Richard.
Royal Blood?
No. No more offers, no. Well, they were the Eagles of Death Metal. Does that come back to you as a name? They were the group who were playing at the Bataclan in Paris on the night of the terrorist shootings there in November last. That song was issued as a single following the atrocity, and an online campaign was started to try and propel it to number one, with the proceeds going to the families of the victims. End of another round. Jenny Cathcart now 4, Richard Palmer 5, Chris Quinn 10, Alan Harrison 15. And I must give fair warning, this is the final round. Jenny Cathcart, back to you. Which naval physician born in Edinburgh published a treatise of the scurvy in 1753 advocating the introduction of citrus fruits, particularly limes, into the diet of serving seamen?
Oh, sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Richard Palmer?
Joseph Lister?
No. Alan Harrison?
Dr. McGregor.
No. Not quite as Scottish as all that. James Lind was his name. Alan Harrison, what is the forename of the Duke of Kent?
George.
No. Jenny Cathcart?
Richard.
No. Chris Quinn?
William.
No. Richard Palmer?
Anthony?
No, it's Edward. In full, Edward, George, Nicholas, Paul, Patrick, but we wanted the first. Richard Palmer, by what three-word term was the detective Nick Charles known in a series of films based on the novel by Dashiell Hammett?
No.
Out of time. Chris Quinn?
The Thin Man.
The Thin Man is the right answer, yes. Your question now. Which Greek-American actor played the Norwegian officer, Eric Bergman, in the 1964 film 633 Squadron?
Telly Savalas.
No. Jenny Cathcart.
George Chakiris.
Was the right answer, yes. Best known for his appearance in the film of West Side Story as Bernardo, the leader of the Sharks gang. And that, I'm afraid, is the end of today's contest, and the final scores look like this. Richard Palmer has 5 points, and so has Jenny Cathcart. Chris Quinn, 11. Alan Harrison, 15. So well done, Alan Harrison, who takes the 11th of our automatic semi-final places, and thanks to the other three for a great contest. As I mentioned earlier, the runners-up with the highest scores across the series will also be taking part in the semi-finals, so that may include Chris Quinn with 11 points. We'll have to see how the maths work out. The 12th and last of the 2016 heats will be right here in Salford at the same time next week. Join us then if you possibly can. Until then, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
You can download many more BBC Radio 4 programmes for free. Find these at bbc.co.uk/radio4.